Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Mark 5:35-43, the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5, verse 35 to 43. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. My theme for reflection is the funeral crasher. The funeral crasher. I once heard someone joke that Jesus ruined every funeral he ever attended. Think about it. Whenever he showed up, the mourners did not get to finish their job. He turned wakes into wake-ups, dirges into dances, and tears into gasps of astonishment. No undertaker could keep him on schedule. In Mark 5, he even interrupts the funeral of a 12-year-old girl with two simple words, "Talitha cum," "Little girl, arise." The story begins with Jairus, a synagogue leader, who by all accounts would have been part of the establishment, suspicious of Jesus. But desperation has a way of stripping away pride. Jairus' daughter is dying, and so he falls at Jesus' feet. Faith begins in the place where our resources end. Jesus agrees to come, but delays along the way prove costly. News arrives, "Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the teacher anymore." In other words, it is too late even for him. But Jesus Christ overhears and ignores the despair. He turns to Jairus with words that have carried believers through centuries. "Do not fear, only believe." At the house, professional mourners wail loudly, turning grief into spectacle. Jesus silences them with a scandalous claim, "She is not dead, but sleeping." They laugh. He throws them out. Then, with a tenderness that defies ritual taboos, he takes the girl's cold hand and whispers, "Little lamb, get up." Death itself obeys his voice. What does this mean for us today? First, that death, our greatest enemy, is not final. Jesus does not deny its reality, but he redefines it as sleep awaiting awakening. His own resurrection would seal this truth, and one day every believer will hear his voice, "Arise." Second, it reminds us that Jesus is never too late. Where we see endings, he creates new beginnings. Where others give up, he calls us to deeper faith. Jairus wanted a healing. Jesus gave him a resurrection. The text is not just about one girl's restored life, but about the world's restored hope. As Jürgen Moltmann put it, the resurrection of Christ is not the reversal of a defeat, but the victory of the future over the present. We live in that victory's dawn. Funerals may still come, but for those in Christ, there are interrupted rehearsals for the resurrection to come. So let us hear again his words, "Do not fear, only believe." The funeral crushing Jesus still holds our hand, still whispers life into death, still turns despair into astonishment. One day, every grief will be silenced by his voice. Until then, we live by faith, not fear, embodying his hope in a world full of endings. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life have I stopped believing that Jesus can still act, declaring too late when he is calling me to trust? Number two, how might I live differently if I truly believed that death is not the end, but only sleep in Christ? And now our practical exercise for today. Reach out to someone who is grieving or weighed down by despair. Offer a phone call, a visit, or even just a listening ear. Let your presence remind them that Jesus has the last word, not death. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the resurrection and the life. Take us by the hand as you did that little girl and raise us from fear into faith, from despair into hope. Whisper into our tired souls, "Talitha cum," and awaken us to live with courage and joy. Teach us to see funerals not as final chapters, but as preludes to glory. Until that day when you call us to rise, keep us faithful in serving, believing, and proclaiming your victory. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.